أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا. Previously, that is the first ruku of Surah Nuh. Allah Ta'ala explained in detail how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah after 950 years of continuous giving them da'wat to Allah Ta'ala. And this was a miraculous life that Allah had given to Nuh alayhi salam of 950 years. Otherwise, the generations came and when people passed away and carried on. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, as we have read in detail, he explained, O Allah, explain them in public, in privacy, in their gatherings, individually, during the day, during the night, and with that deep feeling of how they can get hidayat and save themselves from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, in detail, in every way, how he explained the signs of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, everything Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Allah Ta'ala. Then finally, either by him now realizing that these people, nobody else is going to bring iman, besides that handful of people, about 80 people, now nobody is going to bring iman, or as clearly stated, Allah informed him that now, O Nuh alayhi salam, nobody from your progeny of your people will accept Islam. Then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala and he said, قَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبْ كَهَا نُوحْنَ اَيْ رَبْ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, O my Allah, innahum asawni, meri unhone meri kehna na mana. They haven't listened to me, they've disobeyed me completely. How much I explained to them, in different ways I called them, but they just disobeyed me. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. اور معنی ایسا کا جس کو اس کے مال اور اولاد سے اور زیادہ ہو ٹوٹا. But in fact, they went and followed those people, their leaders, who because of following them, they suffered great losses. And it did not increase them, but in losses as far as their wealth is concerned, and as far as their children also are concerned. Yeah, it should be understood that in disobeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, a person does not gain, he loses. Like, for example, a person is selling and buying gold, stolen goods. Now, outwardly, it might seem he's making a lot of money. You tell the person, have sabr, don't do this type of business. This is very bad for you. But he sees immediately great returns in there. And he finds that it is very easy and I can make a lot of money. But before long, the law catches up with him and he finds himself behind bars. And he suffers the consequences. Like that, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And you will see eternal benefits and goodness in there. And if you follow your own whims and fancies, you will see, you might think that you are enjoying and you are benefiting, but you are going to suffer eternal loss in breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately today, almost in the whole world, the laws of mankind are enforced. And the laws of the maker of mankind, Allah Ta'ala, these are not only that they are not enforced, but they are being broken openly. And open laws are made against the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So all this will lead nothing but to destruction, khasara. That is loss, a great loss. A person can't take a loss in his business. That how did I make a loss like this? This is a total loss of dunya and akhirat also. And all aspects of life when a person breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And not only did they do that, وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا. And they made lot of plans. Continuously they planned and plotted against me. I was doing it sincerely. I asked them for no wage, no salary whatsoever. And I was just inviting them so that for their own salvation, and for their own good of this dunya also, that they will have comfort and ease in this world also, in the akhirat also. But they did not listen at all, and they went totally against me. Not only that they did not listen, but they plotted and they made plans and terrible plans against me to get rid of me. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. And the leaders told the people, those people who came of later times who did not know, they told them, don't follow this old man. Don't listen to what this old man has got to say. Or bole, hargiz na choryo apne maabudon ko. And remember, never give up the worship of these idols of yours. These idols which you have got, these things you must keep on worshipping. So they kept on advising their people with regard to this. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّوْا وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرَ. Or na choryo wood ko, or na suwa, or na yaghuth ko, or na ya'uq ko, or na nasr ko. And never ever give up the worship of the five special idols they had. And the names of these idols were Wud, Suwa, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasra. Never ever give up their worship. Always worship them. And they designated different works to these different idols. That this is the idol that gives rain. This is the idol that gives children. This is the idol that gives prosperity in business. All different things they designated to them. Shah Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Ali, or one of our great ulama and scholars, they have went into the history of this, and they have shown that it was this very idol worship that spread in Arabia also at that time, and it came over to India. And all the big idols of the Hindus that are there were also these idols which these people had worshipped. And in India also, these idols were worshipped for various reasons. And also from here, we will go into that further, the more details of it, that how from that time, from the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for about 10 generations, there was pure tawheed. And there was unity amongst the people, and they only worshipped Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala had sent Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, who was also known as Akhnuch or as Akhnuch, which is known as Enoch. He was also known by that name. And Idris alayhi salatu wasalam's name came because he used to give dars, lessons of the scriptures of Allah Ta'ala. So from there he used to give so much of lessons that from dars he became to be known as Idris, the one who gives dars, who gives lessons all the time. And he explained to the people and about these five idols of theirs, the history, inshallah, a little bit we will discuss. And we will see that how shaitan had worked, and we have to check ourselves in today's time that isn't shaitan using those same ploys against us also, and how he leads people over generations into idol worship.